You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flueckiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey there. Welcome to today's show on LA Talk Radio, Your Ultimate Life. Today, I'm going to talk about something fun. I'm going to talk about the three steps to create cash and build influence with your story. Now, you know, you hear about that stuff all the time. About how, you know, being your most authentic self is the best you can be, and don't try to be anyone else because they're already taken. Be yourself, and, you know, use your life experience to make a business. And you hear that kind of admonition everywhere. And when I used to hear that, what I used to hear is, yeah, that's a bunch of crap. Nobody can do that. And if you can, you have to have had some extraordinary, you know, stuff happen to you. Can't, you know, regular person can't do that. What I've learned in the 16 years since I've been coaching and writing books, and you know I've written 19, and I've got 16 courses and so forth, I've learned that it's not only true for me, but it's true for you. So I don't care where you are. I don't care what's happened to you. You have a set of experiences in your life that would be valuable to somebody. There's no question about that. The issue that gets in people's way is they don't know how to do it. They don't know where to start. And worst of all, you don't believe that you can do that. Right? Oh, yeah, somebody else might. You can't do that. So I'm going to say again what today's show's about. And it's about, I'm going to give you three steps to create cash and build influence with your story. Now, your ultimate life is based on the idea that you, like me, want to build a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. You want to discover your why, the reason, that yearning that you feel inside of you. My why is I love to add good to the world. I love to make a difference, to lift and bless, to do things that serve people. It's you. My commitment this year is to reach 250 million people. Crazy, huh? I want your help, by the way. I want your help. I want to reach 250 million people to help them realize who they really are, divine beings with infinite capability, and then to do something about that instead of complain, sit on their butts, make excuses, give up, you know, blame others. You can be done with that. I mean, obviously you can live like that, but there's no point. You go nowhere and all you do is get really good at complaining. So if you're ready to create a life that you love every day, then reach out. Get on my list. Go to yourultimatelife.ca, that URL on the screen, www.yourultimatelife.ca. And there's some free stuff there. You know what it is? The five master keys to create your ultimate life. Now, they're not immediate. They're not download and double click. You're not going to download that and read it and suddenly have gold bricks delivered on your door or be infinitely happy. But they do describe the very process that I use to create for myself a life that I love every day. You might not believe me, but I love my life every day. I get up so excited, I can't hardly stand it. And then I've had six calls today, six different people that I've had a chance to talk to. Some are clients, some are not. But every time is an opportunity to serve, to help them reach their goals. And I love that. And I end the day energized, excited, and I get up energized and excited. And I love my life. And on top of that, I'm busy in the recording studio over there making music. Music, music, music. You know what? Music tells stories. Guess what? About how to create life like you want, about overcoming, about healing, about coming from a dark place to a light place. That's all I do. And I have so much fun, it's practically illegal. So one of the ways that I do that is I help people, you, figure out and how to tell your story. Now, some people tell stories in books. I love helping people write books. So I have a book called The Story Arc. And this is a book that I wrote. And gee, you know, there I am on the cover. Hey, most of my books don't have me on the cover. A couple of them do. But anyway. It's a book I wrote to help people who have had an interesting life story to tell that story in a powerful way, not as a memoir, but as a vehicle to serve. If you have overcome obstacles, if you have been resilient, if you've been smacked down and gotten up again, your story matters, because there are going to be people who need to hear your story who won't listen to mine. Right? I had a kid, I call him a kid, he was an adult, 21, 22, on my podcast a couple of years ago now, and he was 22 years old, and he was already deeply involved in serving community, high school kids, kids that were, he barely had graduated 2-3 years before, right? And he was all about helping people realize that they weren't defined by their circumstance. He grew up in the projects, 9 people in a 2-bedroom place, you know, and he went on and on with the story, but he didn't let that define him. And he decided, you know what? I'm going to do something different. And he was, and I was blown away by the maturity, by the focus, by the capability. He was using his story to create an impact, to make a difference. And the kid was 22. So it doesn't matter how young you are, or how old you are. This opportunity is for you. And here's what I know from my own experience of the last 16 years. I've been on this journey since 2007, is that your life story, especially the struggles that you have chosen to overcome, that is the most powerful stuff that you have to offer, because your story of success, your story of not giving up, your story of maybe you got beat down, maybe you got a beat down financially or physically, or someone betrayed you. But when you get up again and go forward, that is the inspiration for others to do the same. So today we're going to talk about 3 steps to create cash and build influence with your story. So we're going to talk about some of the how to do that. If you want, so if you haven't got your free stuff at www.yourultimatelife.ca, I don't know why, because that's important. But I'm going to give you some more stuff today. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to give you a way to get a hold of me if you want my help with your story. Like how to create, how to write your book, or create a program, or how to create a course, or how to learn to do speaking, how to do a keynote so you can speak in schools and at universities and at business functions and so forth, to motivate, to inspire, to train, and to help. Because I also train speakers and do lots of that stuff. Why? Because my goal is to help 250 million people, which includes you, to love yourself, to take advantage of everything that's happened to you, to make a difference in the world. All right. So the first thing that you need to do is understand these 3 steps are simple, they're elegant, and they're powerful. Now, they're not magic, meaning there's no easy button, but they are one after the other, and they will work. Okay. So the 3 keys are this. The first thing you have to do is change your mind. What? Yep. The second thing you have to do is find your story. And the third thing you have to do is create your outcome or your vehicle, your product, your service, your offering, your speech, the way you're going to make a difference. Because it isn't going to do itself. This is going to take work and effort. But it's so worth it. You know, I just recorded a podcast episode earlier today, not for this show, but for my other podcast. And I talked to a guy who spent 30 years as a dentist. And suddenly, after 30 years as a dentist, he built a hugely successful practice. He was doing well. He's making good money. He was well-known in the dental community and in his city. And then he had a life-changing incident happen to him, nearly killed him. And he tells the story in the show, and go find the podcast. It'll be episode 873, but that's going to be later in the month of May, toward the end of May. But anyway, nearly died, but he didn't. And when he didn't, he realized, he had a realization, you know what? I can keep going with this successful practice and make money. Or I can use the things that I discovered through this terrible circumstance of nearly dying to make a difference in a different way. And he does, and he is, and he's now 3.5 years in. He only started in 2016. And so that's 8 years in and really serious about it for the last four. He's already making a huge impact, making a difference for people. And so he has taken his story, made a difference, and it's very successful. All right, so three steps. Change your mind, find your story, and then create your outcome, your impact and money. That's it. Now, you might wonder why I'm saying that. I remember the quote from Star Trek. It's Star Trek 4, I think it was, and I'm showing my age, the Star Trek movies. If you're not a Trek fan, you won't know this, but if you are, you will. Dr. McCoy was talking to Mr. Spock and said to him, I just wondered if you'd changed your mind. And Mr. Spock looked at him and said, why? Is there something wrong with the one I have? And of course, he was being literal about that. It's funny. You have to be a Trekkie to get it. Now, you've heard all the hype. I know you have. You've heard the hype that says, wow, if you tell your life story, you can make big bucks. And you've thought, yeah, that's crap. And then you look around and you see people that are doing it. This Olympic person or that, I'm going to say politician, but that's a bad word these days. This leader, this person online, this coach, this speaker, they all have stories and they seem to be making a difference and making money doing it. And you know what? I have a story for you about how I learned this. Today, I have a story, powerful stories, many of them. I speak in many places and I make a difference for a lot of people. But 13 years ago, I was at an event. Now, I started on this road 16 years ago in 2008. Okay. 3 or 4 years into this, I was at an event and the speaker at that event was a very well-known international speaker. His name was Bo Eason, and he's a Hall of Famer. He played for the Houston Oilers as a football player, you know, had this incredible story about becoming a football player, about when he was 9 years old and an old newspaper clipping and, you know, the kind of thing that makes a real powerful story. And we all sat on the edge of our seats and listened to his riveting story that he told over a good 45 minutes. And it was amazing. And the event was about learning to speak. And then he made an offer at the end. He wanted to sell a two or three day boot camp where we would learn to, you know, tell stories and do like he did. And I got mad. And I got mad and so frustrated that I stomped out of the event. And I was so frustrated, I was actually in tears and frustration. And I said, because I already knew how to speak. I'd spoken internationally in my career for 30 years. I knew how to speak. I had stage presence. I knew how to do all that. But I knew the key ingredient was the story. So I got up and I stomped out and I said, yeah, whatever. I could do that if I had a story like he does. But me, I got nothing. And I remember those words. Me, I got nothing, and stomped out, frustrated and upset. When I tell that story now on stage, when I'm speaking and telling my stories, and I tell that to clients, they laugh and they shake their heads in wonder and amazement because they've heard me tell my stories, the different things that have happened to me. And they say, you know, you've got a story at least that good, better. What were you talking about? And that's the key. What was I talking about? That's part of changing your mind. I don't care what you believe right now. You have a story that matters. So you've heard the hype. Tell your story and make big bucks. Tell your story and build a tribe, build a following, become famous, and on and on and on. So you've heard all that stuff, and you don't believe it because you don't think it applies to you. And what you're secretly thinking is, I'm not important. I've got nothing special. I'm not done yet. I haven't reached anything. No one would listen to me. No one would buy a book. No one would, right? Me, I said in tears of frustration, stomping out of the room, me, I got nothing, which was my version of that very declaration. So let's, before we address that directly, let's back up and think about how stories work. Okay, now I want you to think of a superhero that you know. whatever your favorite superhero is, nearly every, and I think every, but nearly every superhero has an origin story, right? They started somewhere. Some of them had a happy accident, radioactive spiders, and, you know, whatever it is, right? They had some kind of a origin story that lets us connect with them. Maybe there's a historical figure. We think about, you know, champions that started nations or started revolutions, or, you know, in more modern time, there's someone like Nelson Mandela, who spent 27 years in a jail for his stand on apartheid in South Africa. And after that, he got out and became the president and, you know, oversaw of South Africa and oversaw, you know, huge changes in how things work. Now, I want you to think about someone that's a hero to you in real life, someone that you really look up to. So how do stories work? Why do they matter so much to us? Well, let's think about the journey of a story. Does the story, do you see the hero only at the end? Do you follow it all the way through? Are you connected all the way through? Are you drawn into the, you know, into the arc of the story? So let me also remind you that stories are the most powerful way we communicate. They're the way we communicate our history most effectively, religion and values and culture. So they have been used forever. So why wouldn't your story matter? And probably right now you're thinking, yeah, that's all great, but what does that have to do with me? Again, I got nothing. I don't matter. You might think, I'm not important. Well, to who? I'm not important either to every single person in the world. But I can tell you for sure that I am important to people that I interact with, and so are you. There are a group of people who would be energized, who would be empowered and lifted by your story, by your journey. Who is it that would care? Who would need to know? Because every one of you listening right now have had the experience of thinking, you know, I sure could help some group of people. I talked to another woman earlier today, and her goal was to help people understand communication in relationships and how we sabotage our relationships by how we communicate. Well, experiences in her life had led her to the place where she really can add value. And that's a true thing. Yet she might also think, well, you know, my story's not that interesting. It's just not true. So that's why you need to change your mind. You might think like I did, I've got nothing special. Me, I got nothing. That's what I said. Well, stop. Let's ask a different question. What are your gifts? You have natural gifts, whether you believe it or not, whether you know what they are or not. Now, some may be obvious. Maybe you're an artist or a musician or a storyteller or an author, and you have some obvious gifts that people recognize. But you know what? The most valuable gifts aren't the visible ones like that. What about the gift of empathy? What about the gift of listening? What about the gift of seeing connections where others don't? What about the gift of getting right to the heart of the matter instead of being confused? What about the gift of being trustworthy and being a good friend? What about the gift of knowing just the right thing to say at the right time? Every person I've ever talked to, if we talk very long, can find five or six things that they are just naturally good at. So you do have gifts. You do have a story. You do matter. And you do have gifts. The other thing you can ask yourself is, what life experiences have you had? Have you been bankrupt? Have you had a relationship that failed? Have you had addiction problems? Have you had someone close to you die? Have you been fired? Has your business failed? Have you fallen flat on the face in one effort or another? And then you stood up again. And then you didn't. And then you got help. And then you moved forward. All those efforts are valuable. That is what transformation and change is made out of, and that's what people pay for. When people are looking for help with their own struggles, their own doubts, fears, worries, it is so valuable to know they're not alone. There is a way forward, and they can get good advice from you. Now, I know that. Another thing that we think often is, I'm not done yet. So, well, I know I've overcome this, but I'm still a work in progress. I hear that all the time. It doesn't matter. Think about an episode on television of a series you really like. And you know the story and you know what's going on. So do you only jump and watch the last 10 minutes of the episode? No, you watch the whole thing because you want the whole story. Okay, so if you say, I'm not done yet, so? So invite people into the journey and into the process. Okay, so there's another thing about changing your mind, and that is the thought, well, no one would listen to me. I've helped so many people write books who come to me and their first position is, no one would listen to me. No one would buy my book anyway. No one would care. I talked to somebody today that said, I don't want to write a book about that. There's been 1,000 books already written. Yeah, but they're not yours. They're not your story and they're not your voice. And I can make a promise to you. There are people who need to hear your story, your version, your struggle, your personal and individual path through a challenge. That's true, and it always will be true. And the only question is, are you willing to help those who need you? So let me ask another question. What if you could find the key elements in your life story that mattered? What if you could find those and figure out how to tell them, how to string them together in a good way? That let you tell a powerful story of failure, of growth, of transformation, of victory, that kind of story. It's valuable. It's valuable. But what I know is most people don't want to do that work. Most people are so stuck in their own stories of worthlessness and in their own belief that they're not worth anything or in their own laziness that they won't do the work that it takes. What if you could also see your own future? Would that make a difference? Last of all, one of the most important things I hear, or the most frequent, I guess is a better word, most frequent things I hear is people saying, yeah, but I don't have time. I don't know how. I don't know where to start. And even if I do, I just have terrible trouble staying on task. Okay, those are all real things and normal. Well, what if you had that help? Find your key events. Get organized, stay on task, that kind of thing. Would it make a difference? So here's my valuable nugget at the end of this. If you quiet all your doubts and fears, if you turn down the noise and you think about your own life, what you've done, what you've accomplished, the resilience you've demonstrated, you know you have a story. You know you have a valuable story. You know you have something that means something and would be of assistance and value to the right people. So if you settle into that truth, you've overcome the first obstacle. You've changed your mind from, I got nothing, I don't know how, it wouldn't matter anyway, to, I know I have something valuable, and if I could just get it organized, it would matter. So here's the question. If you settle in and you really know you have something valuable, why are you waiting to share it? Like, what is the excuse you have for not adding good to the world when you know you have something valuable? Part two, so that's the change your mind part. Part two is to find your story. So once you settle into the truth that you have something really valuable that would matter, the next step is to find your story. Find it. Now, that guy that was talking that I told you the story about, Bo Eason, he had put together an amazing story that started when he was 9 years old about clipping out a newspaper and his determination to be a football player and ultimately wanted to be in the Hall of Fame and all that kind of stuff that would be typical of someone living a fantasy as a kid, 9 years old, wanting to play football, right? You can find your story. So what is a story? All a story is a sequence of events that goes from A to B, We start here, this and this happened, and we walk all the way through to some outcome. That's all a story is, right? So let's start really simple. Remember when you learned to ride a bike? That's a typical story. We all have it. We all learned to ride a bike at some point. Were you scared? How many times did you crash? Did you get help? Who helped you? What did it feel like to finally win, to get it over the goal line when you screamed, I don't need training wheels, or you stayed up for half a block before you crashed, and then a block, and then two blocks? That story is valuable, but it's a model right now. Because usually what we do when we tell stories is we drop all the good stuff out. Yeah, I learned to ride a bike. And you know why we do that? Because we assume everybody else knows how to ride a bike, and they went through all the same things. And so there's nothing we could share that would be valuable for them. Well, riding a bike isn't the story we would want to tell. But even if it was, how you learned to ride a bike, what happened, the sounds, the sights, the different things that scared you, the number of times you crashed, what made you get up again and go anyway, why you didn't just quit and go in the house and sit in the corner and pout, or maybe you did and then decided later because your friends could ride, you weren't going to let them get the best of you. Even a story as simple as learning to ride a bike can be used as a powerful connecting mechanism to touch people's hearts. So let's do this. If we're going to find your story, let's start with something easy. Pick something that you are good at, something that people come to you for, ask your advice about. Maybe it's a skill set, something you learned. Maybe, maybe it's a characteristic you have. I knew someone who I was close to, and they always seemed to know the right thing to say. So when something bad would happen, something difficult, someone would have a catastrophe or a struggle, that person never hesitated. They just always seemed to know what to say and what to do next. And over again, I was flabbergasted. I was amazed. I was impressed at their ability to do that. You have a gift like that. You have something that people come to you for, that you're known for. Yeah, people always ask your advice or your thoughts or your feelings about what. They always call you when what. So pick something like that to use right now as we talk about how to discover your story. Okay, question number one, how do you know that you're known for that? What series of things happen? People coming to you, questions you get asked, projects you get nominated for. How do you know that you're good at that? And then what happens because you are? Now, this is stuff we just usually dismiss, but I want you to write this down. What are you good at? How do you know that you're known? What are the things that you see that make you answer that way? And what happens because you're known for that particular skill set or characteristic? Another way to think about this is, how often does someone say when they see you do something, right? When they see your ability to do accomplish a certain thing, how often does it happen that they say, oh, wow, I wish I could, whatever, right? Oh, can you teach me how to, right? They say that to you about whatever they've just seen you do. I have a client who learned many years ago, before the internet, before everything, to freelance. He learned how to be a freelancer, to develop a skill that he had, to market it, and to get work. And so he lived as a freelancer for years. And guess what? Sure enough, after a few years, other people in the same industry that he knew, was a downturn in the industry, and they came to him, how did you do that? Could you show us how to do that? Well, there's several things. He developed a skill set to learn to get work, but one of the most important things was the mindset, not giving up, being confident, creating opportunities, keeping going in the face of difficulties. That's actually more valuable than the skill set. And that's where the story is in that process of not the skill set, but of turning the skill set to use, putting it to use to create business and to create stable income. So I want you to think, how often has someone said to you, after watching you do that thing, man, I wish I could, whatever, or could you teach me how to fill in the blank? And the blank, of course, is you, what you do. Now, the next question is, how did you become known for that? Like, what is the process? What, go back in your life, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, doesn't matter. What were the things that happened that made you become known for that? I'll tell you a story about me this time. One of the things that I have become really well known for is directing choirs. What? Directing choirs? Yeah. Especially taking a band of not so professional, perhaps ragtag volunteers, and working with them and turning them into a really good sounding choir with parts and difficult music and that sort of thing. I've been known for that. Now, if someone asked me, how did you get known for that, Kellen? I could go back and think, well, the first time I did it was here. And then I tried this and this group and that community group and that church group. And I could follow a thread through about how I got good for that. You know what that thread is? That thread is a story. Now, the way I just told it now isn't very exciting, but if I went back and talked about different incidents where I tried and failed or where it succeeded or where people were so excited about what they had been able to do after working together, that would turn it, that is, and has turned into a powerful story. And again, stories are the way we teach, they're the way we communicate with each other, and they're actually the way we connect most powerfully with each other. So here's the question. What if you could help people who want what you have? What if you could do that? Like, you're good at something. We just talked about a whole bunch of ways to find that. What if you could help people who want what you have? What if you could help them do or learn or get that? Would that be important to you? Would that matter to you? Does that call to you? Now, some people it does, and some people it doesn't. Some people, they're satisfied with what they do for themselves. They couldn't care less about others. I'm not talking to you. The people that I'm talking to are those who realize they've changed their mind. You've gotten past the idea that you've got nothing to offer, and you've got no important skills, and you've done those little exercises I just had you do, and you realize you do have a skill. You do have something valuable that someone wants or needs or would be helpful. If it now is important to you or calls to you to be of service in that way, then I am talking to you, because that is exactly the path to making an impact and making a living, making good money. And it's easier than you think. When I started on this path as a becoming a coach and an author and those kinds of things, it seemed like an impossible job to me. It seemed like this will never work. Not me. Not now. I'd love to help people. I'd love to be of service. I like to help, you know, add good to the world as much as the next person or maybe more, but it's never going to work for me. And I'm living proof that that's not true. We're going to talk about how to make that happen next. So going past this point, I'm assuming you figured out one or more things that you could do that you're good at, that people come to you for, that are things that you enjoy, and that you have a desire to serve and help. Okay, now that you've figured out one thing that you do that people come to you for, what about another couple of things? What are other things that you do? What are the, and then if you look at the things you identify, like maybe you're really good at tying shoes. Well, I don't know if that's a tying different kinds of shoelace things, although there is a YouTube channel about that. You know, almost anything can be used, but if you have several things that people come to you for, that you're really good at, that you'd like to do to help others, then pick the most important one. Pick the one that's most fun, the thing that you think would be the most valuable, that you just get the most excited about, adding good to the world, creating income and impact. All right, now after you've picked that most important one, here's the question. Learning to take, now that you've identified it, learning to take the steps necessary to turn it into a product or service, market it to the world so you can make an income, I needed a lot of help with that. I needed some help. I might have been able to do it on my own. I don't know. but it would have taken me a long time. And I didn't want to anyway, because there's others who had done it better and faster and had already laid the way, laid out the path, processes, asked the right questions, and made the mistakes for me. So it served me to get the kind of help I needed to package my service, package the thing I learned how to do, and learn how to market and offer it to the right people. That kind of help is available. There's hundreds of places you can get that help. At the end of the show, I'm going to show you how you can get in touch with me if you want my help to do that. But the point here is you're probably going to need some help, because there's at least a dozen ways to take that skill that you've identified and package it up. You know, some kind of a product, some kind of a consulting, some kind of a service that you offer, some kind of coaching, some kind of online lessons of some kind. There's at least a dozen ways. And the best way for you is going to depend on what you do, who your audience is, the access you have to computers, whether or not the thing is really physical and demands being things, doing things in person. So there's lots of variables there, but there's at least a dozen ways to do it. Now, if you could get the help you needed and get it done so you really could make money and make a difference, would that be important to you? Does that make you feel like, yeah, I can do it? Because you're going to have to want to, because there's work involved. So now let's just blue sky for a minute. If you could put that skill that we talked about, that thing that you know how to do, in a package, what would it look like? Would it be a book? Would you write a book about it? Would you create a course? Would you create a talk, a keynote, some kind of a speech? Would you create a class, a workshop? So what is it that you do with that thing that you've just identified that could be of service, where you could make both a difference and make money? Now, think about that a little. You may not know right immediately what it is, but think about it, because there's ways to do all of those things. Okay. Now, if you knew that the package that you created would make people happy and would help them live better lives, would that be exciting? Would that make you more likely to move forward? Because it will. It will, and you can do that. All right. So now I want you to project into the future. Let's imagine that that product or service you've identified is in some kind of package. It's online. People can buy it. Maybe it's a course. Maybe they can hire you to come and speak, right? Maybe you've decided you want to coach or be a teacher of some kind, and that's all set up. Now I want you to think about this. This might be difficult, and it might be really easy. When you think about that package or that product being all finished, who would benefit? Who are the people that you know? What kinds of people would really be benefited? So I showed you earlier that book that I have called The Story Arc. The Story Arc is a book that I wrote for people like you about how to write books or how to create courses or how to create speeches or how to create workshops, how to create events, how to do that and communicate content that keeps people coming back for more and wanting more of what you have. So if I think about that, I thought about that book, The Story Arc. There it is, done. And I'm thinking, who would really benefit? Well, speakers, authors, presenters, course creators, coaches. I know exactly who would benefit. So who is it that would benefit from your creation? It's really important to identify that, because you need to be able to present what you have in the right place, in the right medium. Okay, so if you have something for people that love video, then you need to present your course in video. If you have something for people that love to read, then you need to write a book. You know, you need to think about who they are so you understand how to present it to them. So remember, I said there were three steps. One is to change your mind. Two is to find your story. And we've done those, and we're now in step three, which is creating your product. Now, you've identified the skill, and I said, okay, imagine what it would be, a book, a course, a coaching program, a keynote speech, and then you've also identified who needs it. Now, let's talk about the actual creation because I had you imagine that it was done. So let's wind the clock back and let's talk about the creation itself. When you think about creating your course or your story or your book or your speech or your product, whatever it looks like, your gardening class, doesn't matter. What is it that scares you about that? When you think about that process, what are the stories that come up? I can't because. It'll never work because. Oh, I just, yeah, no, I won't. I'd love to do that, but it won't happen. Is it not enough time? Is it, I don't know how to do it? I don't know where to start? Maybe it's, I don't know how to distribute it or sell it. I want you to write down what the fears are that come up. And the thing I want to assure you that no matter what those fears are, somebody can help you get them done. The fact that you haven't done it before doesn't matter. The fact that you don't have time doesn't matter. You can create this. The fact that you don't know how to distribute and sell it doesn't matter. All those problems have been solved. None of the things that you're afraid of are really in the way. They're just in your mind. Because the process is to write a book, create a course, create a keynote speech, create a workshop, and develop some program that you want to share with people, instruct people in a skill. All of those problems about how to distribute it, how to package it, they've already been solved. All you have to do is tap into the wisdom and opportunity. And the only thing that stands in the way of that is your action. Fear. Fear kills more dreams than anything else. Procrastination. I have a nickname for that. Procrastination is the slow death of dreams. Now, if you're really honest with yourself, you know right this minute that if you could get the right help, the right direction, and you could get your package, ideas, and experience and skills to the right people and get the right help, you know you could help. You could do this. You know that the help is available and that this could happen. And the only thing in your way is a story that it's going to be hard. So here's what I'd like you to think about. Since you know that with the right help, you could create a valuable package, a valuable product, a valuable service, and since you also know that you are unique, you are capable, you are powerful, and you are needed, what are you waiting for? I want you to actually answer that. And I said four things. I said you were unique. You are. No matter what you have experienced, no matter what you said, gee, I could help people do this with my experience, with my story. Yeah, but there's 10,000 other people. No, there aren't. There's not a single soul in the world that has walked your shoes, had your journey, had your upbringing, has had the things happen to you that you have. Your voice is 100% unique. And any idea that it's not is simply not true. I have talked to countless thousands of people in my work as a coach and as someone helping people write their books and create all the things we've been talking about. I've never, ever had the feeling, ooh, you better not do that. That's already done. Not one time. The second truth is you are capable. You're alive and breathing. You've made it through all the challenges that have come up in your life so far. That's a factor. You wouldn't be listening to me right now. So you are capable. The third thing I said is you are powerful. And here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to think back instead of to the thing you've experienced that's the worst for you. Think about some time you were victorious when you got it done. And you made it happen. You know you're powerful. You know there have been times, and if you've done it before, you can do it again. And the last thing that is absolutely true is that you're needed. The only question is, are you willing to go create the impact you could? Are you willing to create the thing you could create to help those who need you? So here is the three steps we've been through so far. Number one is to change your mind. Get over the idea that you don't have anything and that nobody cares and it wouldn't be valuable. That's just not true. That's a story. The second part we talked about is about finding your story. And we went through several ways to identify things that you do well, that you enjoy, that would make a difference, that you could make both a difference and make money at. And the third thing, I talked about several different avenues of doing that, which is our books, or podcasts, or stories, or products, or coaching, or other kinds of teaching opportunities where you could share what you have. We also talked about the fact that help for every single one of those is available without question. Any problem that you have or imaginary barrier that seems real to you, they're not imaginary because they seem real to you, it's been solved. It's been done. It's been created. It's been jumped over, whatever the right words are, right? You don't have to stay stuck. One of the things I love about my work is that is all I do. I help people realize who they really are, which is you, the value you have, the power that you have, the opportunity that you have to do something to change the world. Now, I'm going to put a different URL here up on the screen. Because if you want to talk about your own story, if you want to talk about how to turn your story, your life experience, into a product, into a service, into some kind of coaching or teaching, into a keynote where you speak at appropriate venues and conferences and graduations, if you want to do that, then you can. You can get paid, and you can create an impact in the world. Now, the reason I've spent this whole episode talking about this is the desire to create impact, the desire to make a difference, is hardwired in our hearts. We are born to love and serve each other. I didn't know that for the first 50-something years of my life. And I lived chasing the brass ring and spinning the hamster wheel like most of us do. And I did that until I had a sudden, stunning wake-up call in 2007, which helped me see in clear detail what I'd been doing and how I hadn't been fulfilling the opportunities of my own life. Maybe you've had that same feeling. Maybe you've had the yearning to do good, to make a difference, to help people. We use all kinds of ways to describe it, but the truth is we're built to love and serve. Creating your ultimate life, a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy starts with purpose. And the more connected you are to your purpose, the more money you make. The more connected you are to your purpose, the bigger impact you make, the more people you can serve. I'm staggered at all the people I interview, the different ways. I've interviewed a guy on my podcast who helps felons out of, getting out of prison because they can't find jobs. I interviewed another fellow who grows a certain kind of greens in a certain place to deal with health challenges of a certain kind. I met this fellow that I talked about earlier today who had a life-threatening experience and then walked away from a 30-year dental career to start another business because it was his passion. The list is endless. I know a woman who and her husband had a couple of kids, and the two sons had severe drug problems, and the home was stable, and no indicators that would have said that should happen, but they did, and now her goal is to help parents with that. I know a woman who has dealt with infertility and all the challenges and struggles and self-image issues. And she's on a mission to help people with that. I know people that have overcome addictions. I know people that have overcome all kinds of mental illnesses. I know people that have overcome injuries. And, all of their stories are valuable, but they're useless until they tell them. They don't serve a single soul until you create a product and service. The best way to do this is to start now, to create your story and get busy and create the impact. You have had the yearning in your heart and you've had the knowing that you could do this, but you're scared. Now, my whole work, everything I do is about helping you. I'm on a mission to help 250 million people. If you want to talk to me, the email on the screen is the one, meetwithkellen@gmail.com. meetwithkellen@gmail.com. And in the subject line, write the word story. Story. Okay. meetwithkellen@gmail.com and write the word story. And then we'll talk about how to help you find your story, overcome the obstacles, create whatever offering makes sense based on what you do and who you want to serve. And we'll talk about how to get it marketed so that you can make the impact you want, you can make the money you deserve, you can create a difference and feel that satisfaction of following the yearning in your heart and making a difference for others in the world. And you know what? That's a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. And I call that living your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.